We are in Come Follow Me, and I believe it's week 39, and it's all Galatians. And I want to start, if you didn't have the chance to listen to Emma Nissen, I believe is how you say her name on all in, I would strongly recommend it. She was their person they interviewed last week. And she talked about being a missionary during COVID and starting to write music, and it was just awesome to her. But the thing that really stood out to me is at the very end, as she talked about what her definition was of being all in. And she said, there are still things I won't know until the day I die that I will have questions about. But I don't picture, and this is in my words, God up there wringing his hands, sad that he gave us free agency. I believe he loves us, and love is what truly softens heart. And this is what she said. The gospel at its core is trusting God, loving everyone, including ourselves. It will, if in the end I live it, it will have made my life the best it could have been to be all in. And I just love that. And it was this question that what she wishes our generation knew, and it's to trust more and to love. And I really do believe that's what the gift of this rising generation is giving those of us who are very black and white, the ability to learn to love and not judge. And there were so many scriptures in Galatians that just really echoed that for me. So I just want to center in Galatians chapter 6, and we're going to start in verse 2, and it says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Verse 4, let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself. And it's just this, we're not here to compare to others. It's that conference talk about our slope and our trajectory and our intercept, that we aren't here. That's the parable of Mary and Martha, to be troubled about what someone else is doing or what we're doing. We're just here to be better, a better person than we were yesterday, to every day wake up and strive to follow Christ and improve ourselves and pray for the best gifts and to be refined and become more who the Savior sees us as. Okay, so then go verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. And that to me is just, you know, it isn't you just get to do whatever you want to do. This isn't a grocery store gospel. Put your money where your mouth is. Do the things that you have been taught. And then just love everyone else, because you don't know their journey. Verse 9, let us not be weary in well-doing. Verse 10, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good to all men. No kind deed is wasted, my son always says, and I love that. Verse 15, for in Christ Jesus, and this was so huge, this was echoed many times in Galatians, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. So don't get caught up in these things that I get caught up in. Are they doing the things that I do? How come they're not attending the temple? How come they're not wearing their garments? How come they're not reading their scriptures? Just quit comparing. This is a different day and age, a different time. And I'm not saying they shouldn't. That's why it says, do not be mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, therefore shall he reap. Don't toss those out, but it's just worry about you. You do those things. You know those to be true. So you do them. You be the example. But then just love. God is how, and he knows their hearts. 17, for henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. And here is Paul, who everyone knows he has been one who has tormented the Christians. He held their clothes as they tried to, as they stoned Stephen and changed. And I'm sure everywhere he went, he was reminded that and it was questioned. And I just love this plead. Let no man trouble me. I don't have time to worry what you think and your judgment of me and my heart. For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. I am his. And it reminded me of 2 Nephi chapter 33, verse 6. I glory in plainness, I glory in truth, I glory in my Jesus, for he hath redeemed my soul from hell. Well, all that matters in the end is who we are following. And it reminds me of President Nelson when he said, Israel, which means let God prevail. Look for those looking for God to prevail in their lives. Surround yourself with those examples. They may be in our faith, they may not. How grateful I am for The Chosen. How grateful I am for K-Love Radio. For all of those who give their heart and soul to pursuing Jesus and helping the rest of us to do so. I love that thought of who are your five whys. Who are the people that you have surrounded yourself with? Because they mourn with me, they comfort me, they're on this journey with me, and they help me to be a better wife and mother. And I love this. Do not cause me trouble. Don't look at me. Don't judge me because I sin differently than you, as Uchtdorf said. But let's look for those who are looking for God to prevail, and let's celebrate each other and move forward on this road, glorying that we're headed to the tree to eat of the fruit. And let's help each other get there. He is my Jesus, and he can become all of ours. And that's the journey. It doesn't matter how anyone gets there, just that we do, and that we continue on this walk with him, because life is hard. And sometimes the winds blow furiously, like they did for the Jaredites, but it's all in an effort to get us there. I hope you know the church is true. And more than that, I hope you know how much our Savior loves you.